to the Two Daniels podcast on the Freeform Network. I'm one of your hosts, Daniel Jr., and my other host is
Daniel Sr. Back together again. All right. How's that awesome intro, buddy?
It's good.
Yes, sir. I know you didn't really want the sound effect, but I think it makes it sound awesome because we're returning. We're back. We started up the Freeform Radio podcast again. We're going to get that rolling, get those becoming out more frequent. And we figured, hey, it's time to get the Two Daniels going as well, right? Let's get this podcast.
So, and before, I was like 6 or 5 when I did it last time.
Yeah.
But now I'm 9.
Yeah, you're so much older now. I don't think it's been that long since we did a Two Daniels, but you were definitely younger. I think you were like 7,
yeah,
maybe the last time we recorded
one. I was at like the 5s, the 6s, or the 7s.
Yeah, something like that.
And now I'm 9. It's been like 2 years after I did it.
Ah, okay, cool. So, what grade are you going into now that you're 9?
I'm going into 4th grade.
4th grade. Wow, man, you're getting big. Because your school only goes up to 6th grade, right?
I think.
Yeah, so only a couple more years at this school, and then it's time to the next one. But it's exciting, man.
Yep.
Exciting now. So, for today, Daniel, we got 3 subjects that you wanted to talk about, right?
Yes.
All right. Do you want to name the 3 subjects that we're going to talk about today?
Yes. So, the first subject we're going to talk about is our new dog, Bagel. All
right.
Our second subject is the Five Nights at Freddy's Ultimate Custom Night. And the third subject is Roblox, the game Jailbreak.
Excellent. 3 subjects for today. And like always, send in suggestions of things that you want me and Daniel to talk about to ffnquestions@gmail.com. We'll be happy to consider talking about any kind of subject that's appropriate that you guys want us to answer or talk more in depth about.
Remember when I was little and we were saying about us getting a new dog? Well, go watch that thing and then come back to here, and then it would make more sense now.
Exactly. Because our first subject is Bagel, and in our last episode, we were going to mention when we got our new dog, or we were going to make a podcast once we got our new dog and talk about it, and guess what? We got
now
our new
we
dog,
got
right?
A new dog.
Yes, sir.
And right now, where we're doing this podcast, Bagel right now is sleeping on the floor.
Yes, she's laying down right next to us. In the Two Daniels recording studio, right?
Yeah.
Heck yeah. So, Bagel, we got her about a year ago, I think it is.
Yeah.
I want to say like 10 months to a year, or maybe a little bit over a year.
Yep.
How is it so far, buddy? Are you enjoying Bagel?
Yes. I enjoy her because she, like, sometimes she's really energetic and sometimes she's really tired.
Oh, yeah. So sometimes she really likes to play a lot, and then other times she just likes to chill and just lay down next to us and relax. Yeah.
But, like, whenever Mama goes to, like, the kitchen or something, and Bagel's in the bedroom with us, when Mama goes to the kitchen, Bagel already, like, even though she's really, 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 really tired, she still goes to the kitchen with Mama.
Yeah, I think it's because she's hoping that she's going to get a treat from Mama,
yeah.
So she goes down there.
Because
she follows you, too, when you're carrying, like, popcorn.
When I'm carrying my food, she always follows me.
Yeah, because she's hoping that if she sits there and looks at you nicely, that you're going to give her a little piece.
Yeah. Usually that works, but sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, what's one of her favorite ones that you eat that she likes to follow you for?
Like carrots.
Yeah, she likes carrots. Cool.
She loves carrots.
Oh wow, what about pizza?
I never gave her pizza.
You never gave her pizza? Good, good. Yeah. No, carrots is a good snack.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else about Bagel? What kind of dog is she?
She's a pit bull mix with a Labrador.
Cool. So she's got a black coat. She's a really big, heavy dog, right? Yeah,
and on her chest, she has some white on her.
Yeah, she's got like a white stripe starting at the bottom of her neck, coming down to her belly. Yeah. So it's really cool. She's all blacked out, so we had to get her a glow-in-the-dark collar, right?
Yeah, so we could see her.
So we could see her, and then it's got a reflector, so if we shine the flashlight, the collar will reflect back to us so we could find her, because our first collar was a red one, I think it was. But it blended into her coat so much that it was tough to see her kind of spot her in the dark.
Yeah, and the color she came with was a black collar, so how would we see her?
Yeah, she still got that collar on, the black one, because it's a choke collar in case she wants to run away or something and we got her on a leash. But the other one that we bought her... is a second like, collar that we have on her, and that's the glow-in-the-dark
one. Like it's just like a collar to find her and where her tags are, but the most important one is the black collar and the tags.
Exactly, so when we're taking her out for a walk. So the glow-in-the-dark one, we have it super loose on her, so it's not really a collar to put a leash for walking. It's just so we could have her ID tag in case she would ever... run away, or if anything happened where we lost her, people would know how to call us and get her back to us.
Yep.
So cool, man. I'm glad. So it sounds like you're happy with your doggy. And you know, to be honest, I'm kind of happy too. I think she's a good dog. She's chill, like Junior mentioned. And then at times she likes to play around. She likes to be a goofball and chase the ball and kind of jump around, and she's always super excited to see us when we get home, especially Junior.
Yeah, and Bagel, she always, like, when she finally finds, like, a cozy spot, like, then she, like, just goes onto there. Like, she, like, first, like, to find her cozy, like, to find a cozy bed or something, she like rubs herself on the bed, and then if it's cozy, then she just lays down on it and takes a nap.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, she usually does what I imagine a lot of dogs do. She scratches it a little bit, she sniffs it, rubs her head against it, and then finally she does a little quarter turn circle, and then she just plops herself and takes a nap.
Yeah. And this is about something else, not about Bagel, but about a dog that we might get soon.
Oh, yeah? Well, this is news to me.
Remember when we were at the hospital and I got the IV and I was saying that I wanted a second dog?
Yes, I do.
And that was going to be my prize?
I do remember that Junior recently had a pretty bad fever, so we had to go to the hospital and get him an IV. And to help him through it, everybody was willing to grant any kind of wish Junior had. And I remember in your delusional state of being on an IV, you did mention maybe the dog, but we'll see. We'll see. I think one dog is plenty, and it is a lot of work, especially for Mama, because she's the one that does the majority of the work.
But
and
then
you.
We would need like a truck then, like that would fit two dogs.
Oh, for sure, because I don't think our little Corolla will be able to fit you, me, Mama, and the dog.
And Bagel, like one dog in our car right now has like four seats, and then you driving, Mama next to you, I'm behind Mama, and Bagel's behind Daddy.
Yeah, that's right.
But,
so,
since she's behind Daddy, I chose that because that usually she when she's in the car, she usually slobbers a lot. So at least it's near Daddy.
Oh yeah, yeah. I like the smell of slobber, especially in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, going on to our next subject here, buddy. You wanted to talk about the ultimate custom night for Five Nights at Freddy's. Yes. This is a new game, right? For
the PC? A new game from Scott Cawthon. It's like...
And who's Scott Cawthon? Tell the people.
Scott Cawthon is the creator of Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, cool. So this is his new game?
This is his newest game. It's a... it's like a custom night, like from if you beat the game from Five Nights at Freddy's 1, you could get a custom night and put the AI levels on the animatronics. But the ultimate custom night has a mixture of the Five Nights at Freddy's 1 characters, the Five Nights at Freddy's 2 characters, the Five Nights at Freddy's 3 characters, the Five Nights at Freddy's 4 characters, the Five Nights at Freddy's 5 characters, and the Five Nights at Freddy's sister location characters, and the Five Nights at Freddy's 6, also known as the Five Nights at Freddy's simulator.
Cool. Oh my god. So it's got a lot of different versions of Freddy and his friends trying to scare you. And like you mentioned, I saw you playing it, and you could adjust the AI level, so how hard they're going to be.
Yeah, like,
from 0 to what? What's the number, 20?
0 to 20.
Yeah, so 0 being the easiest and 20 being the hardest.
So 20 and 18 is the hardest level you could put there, but... And that's the only AI level I know, because I haven't been playing it recently, because I usually just play Roblox, the next subject, but we're not going to go there yet. I usually play with my cousin.
Cool.
And Ultimate Custom Night is like when you're the same like level and hard stuff as me, the easiest one for you when you're like the same as me, the easiest one for me is like Phantom Freddy on 20, Funtime Chica on 20, Hopi on 20.
What do you think Daddy would be able to do? Can I do 20, or is that too hard for Daddy?
I think you would be able to do
maybe like 4, right?
No, like maybe Phantom Freddy on 1, because all you have to do for Phantom Freddy is just when he starts to appear, you just have to put your flashlight on him and he goes away.
Ah, cool.
And since he's going to be on 1, he's going to appear like not really, he's not really going to appear that much.
Ah, cool. So you mentioned Roblox, you play with your cousins. Does Ultimate Custom Night allow you to play with other people, or is it just a single-player game?
It's just a single-player, but it's on Steam, too. So if you go on Steam, you could, if you have any friends on Steam, like me and my cousins are friends on Steam. So if you are friends with your other cousins and they play a game, you could... Like, if they're playing Ultimate Custom Night, you could watch them play you just right-click on them, and then it says watch their game, and then it would send a message to them to allow you to watch them play, and then so then you could see them play, like, see what they're doing.
Excellent. Well, it sounds pretty cool. Are you still scared by Five Nights at Freddy's, or are you not scared with those games anymore?
Like before, I used to be really scared. Like, I had to play with my mom and dad or something. But now, like, it only makes me, like, surprised, scared when they, like, jump scare me. Like, I'm not really scared of the game anymore. It's hard, but...
you get surprised.
But it's like surprise scared.
Okay.
Like, I jump when they jump scare me, because that part, it's very hard to not get scared at.
That's good. It's good that you're starting to realize that a lot of these scary things, it's all fake, so there's really no reason to be scared. But obviously, if there's a jump scare, that could be surprising and kind of startle you. So that's understandable. Going on to the third one, it's not scary, unless maybe you're playing the Five Nights at Freddy's in it, but it's Roblox. That's another game that it's another game that you play with your cousin, right?
Yep. Usually we play Jailbreak and Roblox, because me and my cousin Joshua, he has a VIP server in there, so he only allows us in there and another friend at his school. His username is Roller Ninja. You could so in Roblox Jailbreak, there's it's like
you could pick one of two things, either a prisoner or the police.
And then when you choose a police, your job is to arrest criminals and also to arrest prisoners that steal your key card, because if you turn into a prisoner, you could go behind
the prison fence.
Like, you could go behind a cop, and then you could get
their badge, their like key card, right? Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty cool. You go to get the prisoner's keypad and then our key card, and then from there you could try to escape and try to get out of the prison so you can get out of there, right? Yeah, so it's a pretty cool game. I know that Roblox itself has a bunch of different mini games, but the one that we were talking about is called Jailbreak. If you want to follow Daniel on Roblox, send him a friend request to the character Super Crazy Junior. That is Daniel's avatar.
Yep.
And right now, what are you sporting? What's your gear for the game?
Right now, I have a Builder's Club, the highest Builder's Club you could get. It gives me 60 Robux a day. And right now, we're recording this podcast. Right now, I have like a glove on. Like a hand.
It's like a big gold hand on a stick, yeah, right?
Because that you get these stuff when you get Builder's Club. So right now I have like this animal hoodie on, this the universe hat on right now from the universe event that is already ended, and I also got the copper crown from the events Ready Player One.
Cool.
And I also have this shark from my these YouTubers called Funnel Vision, FGTV, Skylander Boy and Girl, and So Much Fun. FGTV Duddy has a shark on his shoulder called Captain Sharky, and me too, because I bought it too. And I also have some sunglasses. I have the shiny teeth face, and I also got blue hair, and I have I have this shirt from that me and Joshua created.
Gotta sell it, right?
Yeah, we could sell it now. It's for 15 Robux right now. If you want to buy it, it is on the back of this shirt. It says SCJ Fan Club. I'll tell you that once I'm done telling you this. The shirt has in the front of the shirt, it has Patrick that
for SpongeBob.
From SpongeBob. Patrick is saving. He looks really like enjoyed.
Yeah.
Enjoyed. And me and Joshua created a group.
Like a club, right?
Yeah, like a club. Joshua created the club, created the group so you could join, but I had the ideas.
Ah, cool.
Well, I know Joshy has a bunch of good ideas too.
Yeah.
So it sounds very exciting. I mean, there is tons of things that you could customize on this game.
Yeah.
And it is more directed towards kids. But guess what? Even I got a character in this game.
Yep.
My character is called Hollywood Corral. And right now, I got an NWO shirt. I got sunglasses. And then I got my Hollywood Hogan pants. My character looks super awesome.
But I have some animations that I have some superhero and levitation animations mixed with me.
Yeah, what's the animation called? It's like a levitate superheroes or
superhero animation and a levitation animation pack. So right now, my levitation right now when I walk and run, I got a levitation run and walk, but when I just like stand there, I you know how a superhero looks when they have their arms on their hips?
Sure. Like that superhero pose, like Superman.
Yeah. And then also when I swim, I have a superhero swim, and when I jump, I'm not sure, but when I jump, I think I have a levitation. Right now, from the first subject, Bagel, right now she is eating her toy pig, and it's laying on our laps right now.
Yeah, Bagel's a goofy dog. She just went downstairs to bark at somebody, and then came back upstairs with one of her toys.
And if you want to see my cousin on Roblox,
what's his character name?
His character name is JoshyTV070.
Yeah, so send everybody a friend request. Send me a friend request. I only got like 11 friends. You got like a hundred and something friends.
You only got like 8 friends, and I have
like 100 something. I saw
like 100 something, or like 65 or something.
It was a ton of them.
Yeah,
and for sure.
It's because that I started Roblox before my dad, and my dad is still like a starter on Roblox.
For sure, but don't worry, I'm gonna gain up, man, because. I think this podcast is going to take us over the top and get us those memberships that we need to increase our friends. But something else really quick to check out that Daniel's involved with is his YouTube page. It's called Daniel Jr. Corner. Right now, he hasn't posted an episode or a video in a little bit. But he's hoping to get the channel back going now that we got the podcast going again.
Yes.
And now that everybody is recording stuff. It's time to get the creative juices going and get some new stuff in there.
Yep. And all the videos that you see in the, just right now, we're looking at the page on our computer. The first thing we see is this Roblox. The floor is lava. I looked different before. That's why if you watch that video, I look different from right now because that before that was a long time ago. So now soon, I'm going to make a new video soon. And then we're going to post it up and then you guys could see it.
For sure. Maybe we'll do a jailbreak video so you guys could check out the jailbreak that Daniel was describing. But for today, guys, that's about all the time we have. We'd like to thank you all for listening. Remember, you could follow the Two Daniels podcast on the Freeform Network. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Freeform Network. Visit our webpage at freeformnetwork.podbean.com. There you're going to see all the great links for downloading podcasts. You could find us on the majority of all your podcast providers. Hit that like and subscribe button. We really appreciate it. Helps our numbers out. It keeps us towards the top where we should be for sure. Right, buddy?
Yep.
Heck yeah. But for the Two Daniels podcast, I am Daniel.
I am Daniel Jr.
and Bagels sitting right here next to us. We'd like to thank you all for listening, and we will see you next time.
Bye. Okay, I'm not gonna do the whole thing. I'm too old. Gosh, you're so-
Dad.